This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The deep freeze from the deadly winter storm that walloped much of the United States will continue into the week as people in western New York deal with massive snowdrifts that snarled emergency vehicles and travelers across the country saw canceled flights and dangerous roads. The massive storm has killed at least 34 people across the United States and expected to claim more lives after trapping some residents inside houses and knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. Five people were arrested in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man at the Mall of America that sent the sprawling commercial center into lockdown on one of the final days of the holiday shopping season, police said Saturday. At an evening news conference, Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges announced the arrest in connection to the Friday night shooting at the Minneapolis suburb of Bloomington and said all would be facing murder charges. Hodges said the arrest suspects were two men, 18 and three 17-year-old male juveniles, and they were taken into custody in the morning at a home in nearby St. Louis Park by SWAT team officers from three jurisdictions. Illegal border crossings by Cubans and Nicaraguans rose sharply in November, while overall migration flows were little changed from October. The snapshot is the latest detailed account of who is crossing the border from Mexico amid preparations to end a Trump-style asylum ban. It marked the third highest monthly count of Joe Biden's presidency. Migrants have been denied a chance to seek asylum under U.S. international law 2.5 million times since March 2020 under Title 42. A Kentucky woman is $175,000 richer after taking home a ticket from her office gift exchange. Lori Janes of Louisville participated in a white elephant gift exchange at her office December 13th after she had a TJ Maxx gift card stolen from her. Janes went in with $25 worth of scratch-off tickets. The big win shocked her coworkers and her family. Janes says she plans to use the money to pay off her daughter's student loans and vehicles. The Kentucky lottery puts an odds of winning the top prize and hit the jackpot game at about 1 in a million. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Police in Colorado are investigating after two people were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide in the parking lot of a Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall in the early morning hours Sunday. It happened in Thornton, which is about 10 miles north of Denver. Authorities say they were told an adult female was shot and killed by an adult male who then turned the gun on himself. Yeah, the individuals were married and former members of the congregation. No congregation meetings were in session at the time. Witnesses told Fox 31 Denver that a person had fired a gun into the parking lot at a member of a Jehovah's Witness congregation and tried to throw an item similar an appearance to a pipe bomb into the building on Sunday morning. A man who lives across the street from the place of worship told the Denver Post that he heard two gunshots and looked outside to see a woman lying on the ground. Michael Beda, a CBS News Colorado reporter, tweeted that one of the Kingdom Hall's windows was broken, there was a dead body in the parking lot, and that a bomb robot had been deployed on the scene. Sunday night, Thornton police said they were three incendiary devices had been found at the scene. They were rendered safe and collected with the help of the Adams County Hazardous Material Unit. They did not elaborate on what type of incendiary devices were found or where exactly they were located. The Sherrillwood congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses, they said they're shocked and saddened by the unprovoked attack and loss of life at our Kingdom Hall in Thornton. We are cooperating with the authorities as they carry out their investigation into the event. Their hearts go out to the family and friends of those who have been traumatized by the heinous actions that took the life of an innocent victim and threatened the lives of many others. We are praying for the families of all those affected. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,